Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Lately, I've been singing love songs by myself.
Welcome to Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy, special bonus episodes.
Welcome.
This is number one.
Yeah, there will be a number two.
Mm-hmm. And we are doing these lovely bonus episodes to lure you into our Soho Theatre show that's happening the 19th to the 23rd of February.
Which is a few days before our birthday, so it'd be a lovely gift if you could pre-book tickets.
Mm-hmm. For your anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. And help me sleep at night. And the show's on at 10 o'clock at night, so mm-hmm. you can...
So if you're not in bed at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday...
If you can't sleep, you could have a nap. And if you tend to wake up, you can like sleep before and come mm-hmm. for 10 o'clock.
You could also sleep during the show.
Yeah, which many people do.
Mm-hmm. Have they?
I've definitely seen a few sleeping lone men.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure they're sleeping? Or they're just bewitched?
Maybe.
The show's called Burn the Witch.
And
that's really important, actually.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want you to go to any of the other shows on at the same time.
No, we don't like to support the comedians.
No.
It's just us.
There's a male sketch group downstairs on at the same time, I think. So you don't want to make that mistake.
No, even though it's easily done, I think.
Yeah. So as well as wanting to lure you into our Soho Theatre February show, Burn the Witch, we want you to listen to season 2 of our Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy podcast, which we're currently recording. You can also listen to season 1 on Acast, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nicely done.
So how are you, Sinead? How's 2019 treating you so far?
How is it treating me? Yeah, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I, as you know, recently moved into a flat with my boyfriend. We've been together for 2 years.
Is he your boyfriend or is he Norman Bates?
We've broken up twice within the relationship, so I'm not fully sure where I stand.
Twice?
Two official times with a break of a month, mm-hmm. But there are numerous threats. Mm-hmm. monthly.
There's definitely a pattern.
There is a pattern. Yeah. It's usually when I have PMT.
Really?
Really bad PMT.
So every month then, not just twice?
Yeah. So it's a monthly thing. And mm-hmm. yes, he does have a Norman Bates quality.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And we do have his mother's corpse.
Is that what the smell was yesterday?
Yeah.
We were trying to write. It wasn't chicken breast that you left to defrost for 5 days on the side.
And I am scared to take showers. Actually, no, I'm really scared because I got it into my head, because I'm insane, that I'm going to sleep stab mm-hmm. him in the night mm-hmm. Just because I've thought about it now. So I think it's real. So mm-hmm. I genuinely texted him once saying, can you hide the hammer and the knife? Just in case.
Is this like your sort of way of foreplaying with him? Because I feel like you guys are really into that sort of thing.
What, weapons?
Yeah.
Didn't do what?
His penis is a weapon, apparently. So I've heard.
It is.
And he's got... Aww. Sorry, I'm not going hard on your boyfriend here, but it is my duty to. He's got some mental haircut at the moment. Like, it's gathered at the front and been feathered into a triangle. And he's... I just don't understand him at all. Anyway, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Anyway, I need glasses, but it's very important that I don't lose my sex appeal. So you came with me today to pick some, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what do you think? Do you think
I think you found a really nice pair.
Yeah. And that the name of them was Morris, which I think is a sign.
I think it is. It was the first pair you tried on as well.
It was, yeah.
And they're quite hipstery to go with your new hipster micro fringe.
What, like a micro pig? Norris with
micro
the micro
fringe. Or a micro pig.
Yeah. My round face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I had a trip to the hospital on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. What was wrong exactly?
I couldn't walk properly. I had a bit of a...
Why was that?
I had a problem with the gooch. If anyone doesn't know what the gooch is, it's a bit between arse and badge. I'm not actually going to go into too much detail here. That's all you need to know.
Do.
Basically, it was really embarrassing. Happened really quickly. I went to the hospital And the first doctor was really kind. He gave me a little modesty towel. Mm. He talked to me about comedy. He said he was going to come to the show. Whilst sort of finger porking me in latex gloves.
They always chat about acting. When I had a smear test, I've told so much about my non-existent
acting
career.
It's not about you
this
bit, actually. I went to the hospital and then he was like, I think I need to take you to the surgeon. So then I had to go to the surgeon's waiting room. That's when I started to cry. It sort of just dawned on me that actually it was quite a serious issue with the gooch. And I didn't want to have to get out of my knickers again. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a surgeon came out. He sort of took me into the room. He didn't close the door, for my modesty. Mm-hmm. He made me lie on the bed and then he had sex with me.
After seeing the gooch in the state that it was in, but a man of low standards.
Anyway. So there I was at the hospital.
Yep.
And I obviously had just been crying, which for me is, you know, not often.
No.
And I, so I lay on the bed and then he pulled the curtain across and told me to get undressed. And then as he did that, he clicked for the nurse to come in. Mm. And then he said, nurse, you need to come in here. I've only just heard about all this hashtag MeToo Weinstein stuff. So you need to be present in the room.
Where's he been?
I don't know. He says he doesn't watch telly and stuff. And she went, what the hell are you talking about? And then I went, as I was removing my pants, what the hell are you talking about? And then he pulled the curtain across, wheeled over to me. And then I didn't want to take my pants off at that point. But then I did. And then he sort of, with the latex gloves, more aggressively pinched the gooch. As the nurse looked on, horrified. And it was really embarrassing.
How's the gooch now?
Fine. It was five days. Anyway, I know this story's gone on for far too long and probably get cut, but I've got a message to you girls out there. Don't shave and spin.
Things at least are going really well with my career.
Really?
Yeah, I'm supervising in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And recently got a 1-star review.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
And it was followed up by a 1.5-page email of complaint. By a really arrogant man.
How was he arrogant?
He was arrogant because he came in and the restaurant was full, apart from, this is very boring, the back, which we were about to get an influx of 40 people in a ballet party. Told me he'd have to wait
in
5
in ballet clothes? Or?
No, I think they were off duty. Oh. It might have been a yoga retreat. But I told him he was going to have to wait 5 to 10 minutes. He didn't like that. He told me, as a person that works in service, I was being very
condescending. I've heard you say that line before to other staff when we've been in restaurants.
I told him 5 to 10 minutes. He sat down and after about 6 minutes came over and went, where's my table? And I said, I did tell you 5 to 10 minutes. And he told me I was being very patronising and condescending. And then I said to him, actually, you've been very patronising.
Okay.
And then he walked out.
Sounds like you met your match.
And he, not as bad as the man that once said I was a fucking bitch.
Did he?
Yeah, the man just went, I was like, oh, well, it'll be a few minutes for your table. And he just went, you're fucking bitch! And walked out. Yeah.
Have you actually got the review?
I do have the review.
Do you want to read it?
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I do want to read it.
So I found out he was an interior designer from Essex.
How did you find that out, you absolute weirdo?
I online stalked him.
Did you? Is he on Facebook?
He is. He's worth £800,000.
No.
That's public knowledge. So this is a bit of an idea of the man he is. He's a man that doesn't like to be told no when he's just asked to wait 5 to 10 minutes for
the
table.
Oh my God, okay. So do you know roughly where he's from? Essex, is he?
Yeah.
So what?
But sort of like an arrogant, not too Essex-y.
Read it out in his voice?
Yeah. Just think like quite manly.
What's his name? Do you want to name and shame him on the podcast?
I won't name and shame him in case I get sacked.
Oh, okay.
From my job.
Okay, well, maybe we could call him, for the purpose of this, Benedict Cumbersnatch?
Yeah. He looked like a Benedict Cumbersnatch.
Okay. So I'll be Benedict Cumbersnatch?
Yep.
Okay. From Essex?
Yeah.
That doesn't work, does it really? But that's okay.
But it was like soft Essex.
Okay. So what, like, sort of like Essex like it?
No, he was kind of posh.
Oh, really? So should I do it like Benedict Cumbersnatch?
It was kind of like that.
Okay, so if you want to be ignored, spoken to rudely and treated with the utmost disrespect, then go to this restaurant. You will love it.
Nice.
Is that all right? Does that sound like him? Okay.
Yeah. If, on the other hand, you do not like to receive appalling service and be treated with shocking contempt, stay well clear of this place.
So, yeah, that's me.
Wow, that's you.
Shocking contempt. Appalling service.
Thing is, though, I know I am your friend and everything, and I sort of have to agree with Benedict Cumbersnatch.
I know that I can get self-righteous.
I've seen you throw a glass of wine over a waitress.
I threw a glass of wine over an Albanian gangster who tried to make us leave his restaurant early and called us pigs. And went, "You fuck off." And then I threw the wine and it landed on his girlfriend. And then...
yeah,
so that was his fault. And there was another time I stole a pregnancy test from a pharmacist because the pregnancy test I bought was faulty and he wouldn't take it back and give me a new one. So I stole one. I went outside, I had a panic attack in a bush, and I came back and his wife came out and said, "That was really naughty what you just did." And I cried and said, "I'm sorry, he wasn't a kind man." And then I paid for it anyway, and I was like, "I just let me pay for the pregnancy test." And he was like, "It's too late now." And I did.
You weren't pregnant though, were you?
I wasn't pregnant.
We actually did a pregnancy test a couple of days ago as well, didn't we?
I know, it's awful. I just have a feeling that I'm pregnant and then I have to immediately go get a pregnancy test just to be sure, just to check, and I never am, so I'm clearly barren.
You're not barren.
Pull out all the time.
Yeah, I know. We all do pulling out method.
I know, but I've never had an accidental.
Actually, pregnancy. I want to know this, like, if people are on the contraceptive pill, because I went to the Family Planning Clinic in Soho, by the way, 5016 Street, bloody amazing, four stories. Flamingo wallpaper, just saying, was really nice. And yeah, she gave me the pill to try.
That sent you mental.
Sent me absolutely mental.
I've never seen you so anxious.
I was
like,
really
how
anxious.
You were was like how I am every day, and yeah, you were so well balanced. Yeah. I was like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I went absolutely crazy. Yeah, it was horrible.
It was unpleasant to be around. It wasn't. It
was
well.
Unpleasant to be around. My heart was in my mouth the whole time.
It's horrible.
Anyway, I only did it for 5 days and then I came off it. So I'm going to try the coil, I think. So if anyone's actually... That would be really helpful to me if I knew if anyone was on the coil or what contraceptive pills, because, you know, we're both doing the pulling out method and, we're nearly 30. We don't have our careers sorted.
Yes, it's not a good time.
Yeah.
If there's a pill that means that you don't become a psychopath more so than you already are, you don't get fat... You don't cry.
Don't get acne, because I've got acne problems and I don't want more.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And if anyone, because I only ever hear of people that faint when they get the coil put in, so if anyone's had a good experience with that.
Yeah, with the copper coil particularly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the male pill's going to be out soon, isn't it?
And no one's going to take it.
Do you think, we were saying this the other day, I can't remember who I was talking to, do you think when the male pill happens, the men, their cum will just be squid ink?
Like, why would it be squidding?
I don't know. Like it just like it doesn't come anymore. Like because how do you
like placebo semen?
Yeah, I don't know. Like what happens? What happens to spunk?
I don't know. Do you think you'd have to mime it to make them feel better?
Yeah. Do you think there's just no spunk? Like
but you just go
like we don't
pretend.
Leave, but like they maybe stop coming.
Yeah,
completely.
I don't know. I don't think there's a man that'll take it.
You don't know. You don't think Jack would?
No. Because I think everyone's threatened that their sperm's going to do something that's going to make them...
Well, great. Good for them.
I know. Uh-huh. It's up to us to carry that burden.
Yes. So to lure you back into our Soho Theatre show...
It's set in a northern town called Fallis Ridge.
Where all the cliffs are shaped like...
penises.
We're just going to hear a little bit from my own father about his thoughts on the show.
How was your dad?
He was good. I checked in with him at the weekend. We went to Devon. And he said to me, "The thing is, Katie, I'm sorry, but you're my daughter and Ben is Carol's son. Sorry about that."
So as in you're not actually related to each other, you and Ben?
Well, to be honest, I don't think we are. We are so different.
And he's been giving you contraceptive advice as well, hasn't he?
My brother has, because he's a doctor, yeah. Which is weird, I don't like that. Anyway, so this is what my dad thought of Burn the Witch and of our careers in general, really.
Well, you want some advice about the show? Well, this, Katie, this. And Sinead's father agrees with me. It's. I'm afraid you're just too filthy. You're just too filthy. You've got to tone it down. If you go on like this, the only audience you're going to get are perverts, paedophiles and the sexually confused. And Sinead's father agrees with me about that too. Good luck.
So now is the part when we reflect on season one and talk to you about our favourite moments so that you can go back and listen to them too.
What was yours?
My favourite?
Yes.
I think the school episode with Elf Lyons was my favourite.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice to reminisce about school and all those years, you know, when I turned into the amazing woman I am now. What about you?
My favourite, I think, was the episode where we both had really bad PMT.
Okay.
And had a blazing row immediately afterwards because you thought I was being snide about your mushroom risotto at a dinner party, and I really wasn't. And then afterwards, we had a row on the street, and you just went, "Fuck off!"
I said, and then we "You went said fuck ways. Off," and then I said, "You're so fucking hard to talk to sometimes." But I might ask Benedict Cumberbatch, actually, and all the other men in your life. I think there's a common denominator here, and I don't think she realises it's her.
And there was also the episode that never made it.
Yeah, we had
shit. We had an episode just before Edinburgh where we were so tired and having breakdowns and it was too boring to air.
We had a really high-profile comedian, and at one point he turned to us and said, so he started interviewing us. Where's your Edinburgh venue?
It was that.
Yeah.
That dry.
But all the other episodes made the cut because they are so good and funny, and I just have the best banter. Yeah. And yeah, so the banter train is like consistent, really.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
So please listen to all of them.
Yeah. And you can listen to season one on Acast, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you so much for listening to part one of the bonus episodes. Please remember to subscribe to Norris Parker Sketch Therapy. And
is the Australian accent necessary? Just want to get an accent into this episode.
It's because I'm not good at doing these sections in my own voice. I just feel more comfortable like this. If you want to humiliate me, Katie, that's absolutely fine. If you want to do yourself, that's also absolutely fine.
Yeah, let's humiliate the Australians instead.
They don't mind. They humiliated a lot of Indigenous people, actually. So I think they're due a revenge. I'm going to continue with this. I'm Ty Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy on Acast, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
It shall end, the sun will go down. Beauty but melancholy at the same time. By the sea, you have to embrace. That's life, that's realization. You have been listening to a Red Apple Creative original podcast. For more great podcasts from Red Apple, just go to redapplecreative.co.uk. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.